Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some music from the colorful composer Stradella, the stylings of Kathy Barbarian, and of course, some oboe music. We're going to begin on a cheerful note with some Mozart. His wind divertimenti were written as dinner music, indoor or out, well, might as well do both, for the court of the Archbishop of Salzburg. We're going to be hearing the first in the series of five. It was written back in 1773. A nice way to start the program. Here are the Amadeus winds. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's nothing better than to start the program with a little Mozart. Those were the Amadeus Winds and Mozart's Divertimento in F major. Now, trumpet players always seem to lead colorful lives. They're band leaders, the soft seductors, and take down the house at the finale. Well, composer Alessandro Stradella tapped into this in his works for trumpet, which we're going to be hearing shortly. He may have acquired the inspiration from some of his own life. Stradella was a composer and one of the most accomplished performers of the 17th century. He led an eventful life, and he did have an eye for the ladies. And there are several versions of his life, and I repeat, several. And one of the stories goes that a Venetian nobleman engaged him to instruct his mistress in singing. Now, Stradella betrayed his trust, eloped with the mistress to Rome. At this point, the Venetian nobleman got a tad outraged and sent two hitmen to go put him to death. But apparently, they were so moved by his music that they helped him return to Rome, from which he fled with the mistress to Turin, upon which his mistress' father sent a band of assassins to kill him. And although they managed to wound him, he survived, fled to Genoa, where he married and thought he was safe, only to be murdered a year later. Did I mention that he also tried to embezzle the Catholic Church? Sounds like a soap opera. What a story, and lots of different versions of it. But in the midst of all this, he composed some great operas, cantatas, and instrumental works. Today, we're going to sample his Sonata for Trumpet and Strings. Here is Crispian Steele Perkins and the members of Tafel Music. Thank you. What a lovely performance. That was Crispin Steele Perkins and the members of Tafel Music, with Jean Lamont directing, and Alessandro Stradella, Sonata for Trumpet and Strings. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with some music by the Soviet composer Rodion Chichadrin. Now, he's been a leading figure in the Soviet musical establishment for over 30 years. And there's kind of a neo-Baroque feel to this next selection. It's music for the city of Köthen. The piece, in fact, is an homage to Bach, written for the tercentenary of his birth. Now, let's take a listen. We're going to hear the Allegro Moderato, and it's a great performance by the Moscow Virtuosi, with Vladimir Spitakov conducting.
Thank you.
The Allegro Moderato from Rodion Shishedrin's Music for the City of Cothen that was performed by the Moscow Virtuosi with Vladimir Spivakov conducting. And we're going to continue with some more music from the 20th century. I know we're in the 21st, but, you know, we've got to give some credit back. And this is a great singer. It's Kathy Berberian. Now, she was a forerunner in contemporary music arena. Her musicianship inspired the likes of Cage, Busotti, Berio, and many more composers. She also covered some contemporary music of the time, and we're going to hear that in this next selection by Lennon and McCartney. Here is Kathy Berberian.
He says that living with me while I was around. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care.
Summertime by Gershwin, and also before that, A Ticket to Ride. And yes, you were listening to the lovely musicianship of Kathy Berberian. And since we're on the subject today of some crossovers, here's a taste of the Beatles, but we're going to do it Baroque style. This is Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra, and the Beatles Concerto Grosso number 4.
Thank you.
Well, if you love Beatles and you love Baroque, well, you got it today. That was Peter Breiner and his chamber orchestra and the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 4. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. Now, regular listeners, and I may know about it, but I'm speaking about oboe music time. And since that we're kind of in the Baroque theme today, let's hear some music by Albinoni. Now, he was a contemporary of Vivaldi and one of the early pioneers in developing the oboe in a concerto format. He was also a violinist who was intrigued by opera and the lyricism of the human voice. And you can actually hear it in this next work for oboe. And it may have also helped that he was married to an opera diva. In any case, the music speaks for itself. We're going to hear Anthony Camden. He's joined by the members of the London Virtuosi, with John Gregorius directing. Here is Albinoni's Concerto in C major. Thank you. What a brilliant way to end a program. That was Anthony Camden and the London Virtuosi, and John Georgiadis, I have to correct myself on that one, directing. And that was Albinoni's Concerto in C Major. Thanks so much for joining me today. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time.